Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia of course, solar activity remains at a very low level. At the present time, there are no sunspots visible on the Earth-facing side of the Sun. But we all know that high-frequency propagation does not rely entirely on the extent of sunspot activity. Low sunspot activity and solar flux levels and all solar flux levels simply mean that the effective spectrum available for long-haul multi-hop transmissions is compressed, which affects propagation paths following darkness or semi-darkness zones. Here in Melbourne, pre-sunrise multi-hop propagation continues to be reliable in our sunrise period on frequencies below about 10 MHz. And this is a summary of selected frequency occupancies noted in the 6, 7 and 9 MHz bands between 2100 and 2130. Now, 49 metres, 5925, China National Radio, Network 5, signing on at 2100. 5950, Korean Broadcasting System via the relay at Issoudun in France, with programming in French to Europe, the Middle East and Africa. And 5960, Kuwait, Radio Fardar, broadcasting in Persian to the Middle East. 6020, China Radio International from the Sichuan Transmitting Station in China, with programs in Polish. And 6040, China National Radio Network 2. And that program is also heard on 6125, 6145, and further up in the 49 meter band. And on 6080, China National Radio Network 1. So some China National Radio services there. Now 6090, Ethiopia, Radio Amhara, broadcasting in the Amharic language, to signing off at 2100. And 6135, another frequency for China Radio International from Beijing in the Croatian language, signing on at 2100. And 6160, China Radio International from the Sichuan Transmitting Station with transmissions in Arabic. Now in the 41 meter band, some activity there noted recently. China Radio International from the Xi'an Transmitting Station in Korean, signing on at 2100. And the same station on 7345 from the Kashi Broadcasting Station with Italian. And China National Radio Network 2 on 7370 and China National Radio Network 5 on 7385. And 7390, China Radio International from Xinhua in Hungarian to signing off at 2100. 7425, Iran, the station at Tehran, broadcasting in Arabic. Now we'll move to the 31 metre band, of course, a number of signals there. 9460, Taiwan, the Sound of Hope, the station broadcasting in Chinese, that's a political station originating in China. 9480, very strong signals of NHK, Radio Japan, in Japan, broadcasting from the Yamata transmitting station in Japanese. And 9525 China Radio International from Beijing transmitting facility in Russian. 9620, the Voice of Turkey with its programs in English, and that's actually intended for Australia. 9650, North Korea, the Voice of Korea with its external service in Japanese. And 9665, North Korea, the Korean Central Broadcasting System, also from Pyongyang in Korean. And 9700, Radio New Zealand International with its programs in English. So that was a short summary of broadcasts, shortwave broadcasts noted here in Melbourne in the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands between 2100 and 2130. That's just around our local sunrise period when signals peak on those bands, and they're on those frequencies of noted with transmissions following darkness paths either from the west or the north. Those conditions should continue in the immediate future. Information on reception conditions noted in Eastern Europe, and these notes are acknowledged to the SWLDX Bulgaria group, which operates from Sofia, and this is the information we've received. Ethiopia. The weak signal of Radio Amhara in the 49 metre band, we noted that here in Melbourne recently. This is from 1100, the daytime signals in Eastern Europe, 6090 in Amharic to East Africa, with 100 kilowatts and a non-directional antenna. The station known as Dandal Kura Radio International by the Issoudun France relay station, it's a broken relay, 11830, between 1800 and 1900, with programs in the Kanuri language through Central Africa, 100 kilowatts and 167 degrees antenna. And Radio Kuwait General Service in the digital mode, that's DRM, noted on 15110 between 0935 and 1325 in Arabic to Western Europe, 250 kilowatts and 310 degrees antenna. Madagascar, NHK World Radio in Japan via the Telata relay station, broadcasting on 15745. Heard in Europe in the afternoon there, 1430 to 1500 in Hindi to Southern Asia with 250 kilowatts and antenna 035 degrees. Voice of Turkey noted in Sofia on 7210 daytime frequency between 1100 and 1125 in Bulgarian to southeastern Europe. And 11965, 1305 to 1355 in Russian to Eastern Europe, 500 kilowatts high power there with antenna 020. And another frequency, 11765, between 1500 and 1625 in Dari, Pashto and Uzbek to Western Asia, 500 kilowatts and antenna 100 degrees. Another station heard by our monitors in Eastern Europe, Thibar Radio via the Wolferton relay station in England, 15260 between 1700 and 1800 in Arabic to the Near and Middle East with 250 kilowatts and the antenna there 107 degrees. And another service of Thibar Radio broadcasting from the Yerevan, Armenia relay station, 7510 between 1730 and 1800 in the Silta language to East Africa, 100 kilowatts and the antenna 192 degrees. So that was a summary of some signals heard recently by monitoring enthusiasts in the Bulgaria area, or Sofia actually, in Eastern Europe, and taken from the online publication SWLDX Bulgaria News. And we thank the organisation for their assistance in allowing reproduction in our broadcast here. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.